Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hey, guys. It's Anna. I'm here to, one, cover the reunion and also tell you guys some interesting spinoff news. That's right. It's happening, baby. Deckheads, the podcast is ending, but don't worry. Exciting stuff to come. So I'm going to bring my guest in for today's episode, who has obviously been on the show 100 times, whatever, 3 or 4 times, whatever. 100,000 times she's been on the show. It's Molly Lambert.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me on this fabulous episode.
Thank you for having me. I've been talking like Aisha all week because you've been sending me her Instagram.
Okay, to give some context, Aisha's like in quarantine in New Zealand before she gets like let out. I guess they have to quarantine for 14 days in some hotel. And just every day she's like, oh my God. Over everything New Zealand's doing because she's so impressed by them. And it just kills me. I love it. I get there to watch it every morning because I'm like, I need to know what Aisha's happy about. And then it makes me happy.
It's very uplifting and makes you wish you lived in New Zealand.
I know. She's like, and today they sent me a riddle. And you're like, oh my God. I don't know. It sounds like they really take care of them.
Does the New Zealand government send you a riddle?
It's like in this info packet she gets every day. It's just like, wow. In the news, imagine, what's happening?
Imagine like competence.
I don't know how.
I'm sorry, the American government sends us a riddle, but it's like the riddle is how do you get vaccinated?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, good luck surviving.
And you're like, riddle that's me the this. Riddle? Yeah. Riddle me this, America. What has three spikes? And not enough doses.
I know. What's just going to kill you in the end anyway? America. It's not even coronavirus. It's just like America is going to kill you because who cares?
They're not sending us a nice packet every day with like some fun jokes like New Zealand.
Or just even like any info. There's no info. It's like every email I get from my doctor is like, so, what's up with you? Yeah, I know technically we do have to go ahead to start vaccinating this group of people, but we don't have the vaccines. So, what's up with you? And it's like, thank you for the update that didn't really update me on anything.
No, my friend will send me a thing that's just like, oh, and then they just like threw 2 million vaccines away for no reason. It's like, cool.
Yeah, and then you have the LA Times being like, ugh, these millennial vaccine chasers. And it's like, yeah, this is the hill you should die on, LA Times.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that the system is so corrupt that people can easily hack it because it's so broken and racist.
And that on top of that, it's like the system's so corrupt that like millennials are like, well, fuck it, I'll go wait in line for 9 hours and maybe I'll get a dose because you're going to throw it away anyway. Okay, fine, whatever. It's like, we're all just kind of like, what other option do we have other than to like just, I don't know, wake up at 4 a.m. and stand in the rain?
I was stressed out when my parents got it.
Yeah.
Thankfully. But like, that was the most stressful thing to me. It was just thinking about people trying to like book it for their parents. And there's like this incredibly complicated labyrinth of online signups.
My dad has gotten his first shot, which is good. And obviously he has an appointment for a second one. My mom isn't getting it yet because she's like on antibiotics. So she can't get it yet because she has some gnarly ear infection or something or another.
Oh, man. My friend had an appointment for a second shot. And then the winter storm made the vaccines be delayed.
Oh, damn.
So they were like, we can't give anyone their second shots because they're all stuck in like Michigan or whatever in the snow. Just a clusterfuck of amazing proportions, which is why all the people on Below Deck pivot to Below Deck. Didn't really want to seem to go back to land life.
No. Oh, you're right. This is the podcast. Oh, yeah, you're right. Forgot what we were talking about. Why are we here? Okay, guys, we are here because one, we're going to talk about the reunion of season 8, but also we have an announcement. We, Molly and I, there's a reason she's here. She's not just here to big ups me while I tell you this announcement, but we are going to do a Deckheads spinoff entitled Deckheads Chief Stews, but we're going to do it every Tuesday night on Twitch, you guys. Twitch, the streaming service.
That's right. And perhaps we'll even be at sea.
Yes.
When you see us.
Yes. So you will physically be able to watch us talk about this show every Tuesday night. We're going to transition the socials, the at Deckheads Pod, to give you information about when and where you can watch a stream. There will be a link, don't worry, that you can click, and then you'll very easily just be able to watch us. And if you can't watch us in real time, don't worry, because all the videos save on our page and you'll be able to watch it later. And if you don't want to watch it, you can just put it on and listen to it like a podcast.
So many options. And we're going to be covering the new season of Below Deck that is itself the most recent Below Deck spinoff, Sailing Yacht.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be Below Deck, Chief Stews covering Below Deck Sailing. Two spinoffs. And I'm excited because this new season of Sailing looks real fun.
I love how much sailing is involved with the sailing yacht.
It is. It also looks like real shit's about to happen.
What do you mean?
Like, it looks actually like dramatic and crazy. Like they, you know, we always get these like, oh no, how's this docking gonna go? And then it's fine. It looks like they actually at one point crashed the boat into the dock, which is like, well, what I've been waiting for.
It honestly seems like there's so much higher of a chance of crashing the boat with the sailing yacht because it's a sailboat that checks out to me.
Yeah.
It seems like the wind just, you know, does what it wants to a sailboat.
Yeah. It's always the wind. They're like, it's so windy. Oh my God, what's going to happen? And then it's, you know, it's fine.
There's more fine of an emphasis in that one on just how crazy sailing is. And just the idea of like taking on the ocean with a machine is like insane.
It is, because you turn the engine off and you're like, sails all up. All right, let's see where it takes us. And it's like, whoa.
Seems cool. I would love to do it. Let's learn to sail.
Yeah, honestly, I would enjoy sailing as well. One time I was on a sailboat and I had an edible and it was very uncomfortable because I was too high.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It was not great. I'll just tell you that now. I think I almost dropped my Diet Coke into the water because I just was not ready for the sail.
Full confession, I get a little seasick on boats, but that won't be a problem on our Twitch boat.
No, because we will have Twitch Dramamine. I think, right? Isn't that a thing? I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's our big announcement. We're moving to Twitch, baby. The podcast will be no longer. It'll be Molly and I just talking decks, but we'll be the Chief Stews of this Twitch show. It's a spinoff.
That's right.
It's a spinoff. All right. So let's get into this reunion. Okay. It is season 8, episode 17, technically, the reunion of season 8. You know, it's interesting because, like, I kind of miss them all being there in person. It's not the
same. Yeah, I was surprised because all the other reunions they've been doing for Housewives have been in person, which is also weird because they're like not wearing masks and allegedly everyone's tested.
Yeah.
But those have all been in New York in the studio. So I think I just assumed this would be in a studio. And then it was a Zoom reunion. Yeah. Once again, treating Below Deck like the bastard child of Bravo, even though it's like the most popular show.
That's interesting because I do feel like they love the housewives so much more.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, it was probably just entirely practical because everybody was in a different country.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
And a lot of people were in serious quarantine because they'd been coming out of yachts.
That's valid.
So that was like my favorite thing when they introduced it was that they were like New Zealand, Australia, yeah. America, Italy. Like it's 4 a.m. for some people. That added a fun, kooky. And yeah, I think a lot of them were at their homes quarantining after being at sea.
It's a tough life out there, man. Except for you just were on a boat, so maybe it's not that tough. All right, so yeah, we start. It's the reunion. Captain Lee is wearing tinted sunglasses. That's a choice.
They might just be tinted regular glasses.
That's true.
I was thinking about it the whole time. I was like, are they transitions?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
He seems like a guy who could rock some transitions glasses. I liked them. I was into it.
I thought it was, I had never seen him wear anything like that. And it's like, I felt like Marianne got him for him, his lovely bride, and was like, honey, this is the new you. You're cool, Captain Lee, tinted sunnies, cool guy. Put him on.
See, I thought that was just like, because he's so like 70s yacht rock to me, that I was just like, oh, these are like his cool glasses he wears at home when he's kicking back.
I like that. Captain Lee, yacht rock.
Well, I loved seeing everybody's apartment.
I know. I feel like a lot of them like are in hotels. I don't know why, but it always looks so
probably
clean.
Bravo is like, go to a hotel.
Yeah.
And we'll pay for it. No, I don't know. I thought they all just lived in weird, like modernist cubicle apartments with plants like everybody else.
Yeah. Also, do you notice like the women like really get their makeup done? Like they go all out.
We can talk about this more, but Elizabeth was wearing so much makeup that she was not fully recognizable.
Yeah. I feel like what I remember in past reunions, everyone, I think they like hire a whole team because they're like, this is my chance to like glow up. But then it's always like they all have like very intense eyelashes on, like big eyelashes.
Yeah. I mean, that's 90% of professional makeup is just throwing on some like giant eyelashes, right? So you look like a Disney princess. I thought that Rachel actually looked amazing.
Her glow up was great. She did look great.
Lindsay looked unrecognizable because she was wearing so much makeup that you couldn't see her face under it almost. And she was wearing this kind of like, I don't know if the foundation was the wrong shade or if it was the lighting or a combination of the two, but it was like, she almost looked like she was like a Simpson.
Yes. Rachel looked great, I thought.
Yeah, I thought she legitimately looked like, oh, she got some makeup done and she looks really hot, but not like, it didn't look crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes they look a little crazy.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. So Francesca's joining them from Sydney and it's 4 a.m. Rachel's in Italy in quarantine. Elizabeth's in Fort Lauderdale. James is in the UK in some town. I didn't really understand what he said. Izzy's in New Zealand and
he didn't
want
to give an exact location because he didn't want Elizabeth to know where he is.
Is that what he said? I completely missed it, but it makes sense. He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. You're like, oh, okay.
He's like, I'm in Fitchendale.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like he said, though. He was like, I was like, where are you, sir? Who knows? Hard to say. So Izzy's in New Zealand. Aisling's in Australia, too. Shane joins from San Diego. And we learn that Gold Rob, is not there because he's in Fiji digging for gold. And then Izzy is not feeling Rob. She literally says she doesn't think Rob wanted to be on the show because he's weird and he was really rude to the production and didn't really want to be filmed. And he wouldn't talk whenever there was a camera around and he would just be an asshole. And she's like, I think he's weak. I'm like, wow.
That's what happens when you don't show up.
Yeah. Izzy does not like Rob. Did you get the vibe?
I think it was mutual.
We didn't get to talk about this, but when he tipped off on the finale that Izzy wanted to talk to him and he came over and did that whole like, "Hey, Izzy, I've been meaning to talk to you before I go. I hope I didn't like come off as an asshole to you."
Oh yeah, like, and he was so fake when he did it. He was like, "Sorry if you felt that way. Bye."
Yeah.
She was like, "I don't think you really mean it at all." And he was like, "Who can say? See you later."
Who can say? All right, bye. Yeah, I did not care for that. I found it creepy, to be honest.
It was almost worse than not apologizing, because it was like the fakest apology I've ever seen, and she kind of didn't accept it. And he was like, "Well, I've done all I can. Bye forever."
I've done all I can. All right, see ya. Yeah, that was miserable. All right, Shane, who's there for like 5 minutes, says he regrets nothing. And he says he gave it his all when he was on the boat, but just didn't realize how much hard work it would take to be on a yacht until he stepped on the boat. Captain Lee, Andy's like, "Did you Google it?" And he's like, "I took a maritime course." I'm like, that should teach you, right?
Sunshine. Shane Sunshine. He came off better than I thought, because the edit on the show made him look like such a dumbass.
Yeah.
And then when they talked to him, he was like, I obviously know that yachts are like not good for the environment.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I wish to bring my message of ecology and peace to the television. And then somebody said something nice about him where they were like, "Oh, yeah, he told us not to take things from a protected habitat," which, like, I didn't know we weren't allowed to do.
You know, that was actually pretty cool. I was, like, into that. I was like, good for him for knowing, being like, mm-mm.
Good for him. And I was also like, think of all the other times they've been like, "Take as many shells as you want," probably, to, like, yacht people.
I know. That's actually true. I know. Yeah. It's not great for them, especially probably in Fiji when they did go there and there was so much
reef. Just the
whole
thing. I'm sure they're like, colonized nature. Like,
yeah. Well, if you have enough money, who cares, right?
Woo! You can pay the fine.
So Captain Lee. Andy Cohen asks.
You can call him Captain Andy.
I want to call him Captain Cohen. Because he's the captain of this reunion. But he asks Shane a question about if he thought that it was too harsh how Eddie called him an idiot or whatever, stupid. And Shane's all cranky and he's like, "If these are all going to be questions where they're like roasting me, that I'm like literally going to log off." And then Andy Cohen's like, "I mean, it sounds like the question is actually like defending you, but okay." And Eddie's like, "I don't think Shane's stupid." And then he apologizes to him for calling him that. And Shane's like, "I hold no grudges towards anyone."
Yeah, he's like, "If you guys are just going to be roasting me." And somebody was like, "We're here to roast everybody. It's a roast."
I know. That's James literally goes like, "I love this. This is like a roast of Below Deck." And he's like, "Hey, I tried to warn Shane. I told him not to go take a nap. He's probably getting in trouble, okay? So no big." And then Shane's like, I totally realize the yachting industry is not sustainable. And that's when Izzy's like, "I did actually learn a lot from Shane." And then they kick Shane off the show because he's boring. And his parting words are, "Stay sustainable." And they're like, go
And he does
away.
A peace sign.
Yeah, he is who he is. Yeah, he literally is who he is. There's nothing more there. Rachel says that quitting wasn't anything against the crew members, and she was dealing with everything going on in the world, and the demands of this charter that were coming on was too much, and she didn't want to like fuck it all up and destroy her career on TV, which is why she ended up quitting and being like, "Eat my cooter, Captain Lee."
She also says that she kind of breaks the fourth wall and says that coronavirus was obviously like becoming a big problem right at that point. And so she was freaking out about whether or not she'd be able to like get back into a country. I don't know if it was Italy to see her boyfriend, Vincenzo, or America, but she was like, "Yeah, it just occurred to me, like, if I didn't leave now, I might not be able to get back."
Right. Yeah, I mean, she has a fucking point, does she not?
It's more than just somebody throwing a tantrum because the guests are too annoying. Which also then everybody was like, she was right. they had too many crazy demands, which they never say because the whole thing is like anything you want. They were like crab legs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner or whatever it was they put down.
Yeah. And if I recall correctly, those people, like, they didn't turn out to be very high maintenance in the end.
No, it turned out to be fine. And Rachel did an amazing job. And she and Eddie, like, Eddie was very incensed by her lack of professionalism. But then on the reunion, they're like, did she prove herself when she came back? And he's like, yes, immediately.
Yeah, because she's a fucking baller, dude.
Yeah, dude, because she's a fucking professional yacht chef. When she says eat her cooter, she means a delicious 12-course meal
that she made.
A churrasco.
I know. I would eat her food in a second. So, yeah, Eddie's like, I was upset that she didn't apologize to anyone when she came back. But she's an amazing chef. I was just like, thank you.
Yeah, but you can't fuck with her. Preparation and plating.
No. Also, just like everything she comes up with is just like so interesting and looks delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. And all the chefs are a pain in the ass. On the spectrum of pain in the ass chefs, she ranks pretty low, actually.
Yeah, because she also kills it. So it's like, it outweighs how much of a pain in the ass she is, I think. But who knows?
Well, all the chefs are divas.
Because they're like chefs. Yeah. Yeah, they're chefs. Come on.
They paint with food.
Oh, yes. I love that. They paint with food. I love that. I love everything about that. Yes. Well, Francesca's like, I don't think my team had a hard time working with Rachel, and the communication may have been slow at first, but then we all figured it out. And Andy Cohen's like, I feel like I was watching a different show because you guys were still mad at each other at the end. And they're like, and like, don't really respond to that. And I was like, what?
That part was weird because I was like, huh, everybody's really getting along. And then it took a turn in the second half where the tensions came back out.
Yeah. I mean, like, literally, like, was it maybe the last episode Rachel was like complaining to Captain Lee about Francesca.
She hates Francesca, I think, but I think they did maintain a sort of like mutual distance of like, okay, you're a crazy bee and I'm a crazy bee, but crazy we don't have to interact that much.
Yeah.
I would have held a grudge forever over the Mahi 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 thing.
Oh, that was annoying. She shouldn't have written two on one line.
I think about it like every day.
Yeah.
I would be so mad if I got in trouble for that because you could just argue it forever. And it was just crazy to me that Francesca was like, no, this is the normal way to write it, is to write Mahi Mahi twice on one line, meaning two Mahi Mahis.
That ain't right. She fucked up. That's not how you write. You got to make it as clear as possible. Your chef is working hard and quick. And she ain't got time for this, Francesca. It's Rachel. Also, why would you ever want Rachel on your bad side? She seems like she would literally put a pillow over your head. You room together. Dangerous.
That's right.
Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this to continue talking about this reunion. And we're back. They're talking about Rachel's drinking, and she says she's a wild stallion, unbridled. And Eddie's like, yeah, you know, we were mostly letting her have fun and blow off steam. But he basically says he didn't really ever confront her about her drinking because he said that he was just basically afraid of setting her off.
Yeah, the way Eddie talks about Rachel is crazy. It's like he's afraid of her.
He is afraid of her. He's 100% afraid of her.
It kind of reminded me of some of the stuff on Southern Charm this past season, too, where it's like he's got this kind of like genteel Southern bro thing where he's just like, whoa, this is unladylike.
Yes, he's from like what, Baltimore? Yeah, I'm sure he's raised where it's like women need to be. It's like an East Coast, New England-y vibe.
His whole like, yeah, don't be too loud thing. It's like, it's your day off. She's not doing it at work, although she obviously does sometimes yell expletives at work.
Well, he says that it's fine until she's like fucking with the other crew members' time or like enjoyment. But even
I think it was just him, though. I think he was like, I don't like this. Everyone else should also not like it. But I guess also I was just like, they paid everybody at this beach bar to be in the show, probably. So I didn't feel bad that she was like jumping on stage with the band, because I was like, hopefully this band got paid for this.
The band seemed like they suffered no fools. Like, they were just staring at her like,
I just felt like she can't be the first drunk person to get up on that, on that cabana stage.
Not at all. She is definitely, I think they look like they dealt with this shit all the
time. That's what I'm saying. They seemed like pros, and they didn't seem angry or fazed by it. But Eddie was like, whoa, she can't do that. And he was also shit-faced.
Yeah, I do lie. I'll never forget. Google it. Let's go. Never forget. Oh, God. Beautiful. She is great TV.
But yeah, she wasn't drinking at work. She was just drinking on their night off when they all get shitty drunk. It's the whole point.
And she was like bummed because her boyfriend was stuck in Italy and things were like popping off. She just wasn't doing.
Yeah.
She wasn't doing well.
We heard some info about her relationship with Vincenzo.
That's right. Vincenzo and her are no more.
No more.
Vincenzo.
Why? Maybe that's also why she looked so good at the reunion. She had to stick it to Vincenzo.
Yeah, she basically said that Vincenzo didn't want her to go on the show. And then like after she left the boat, they couldn't see each other for 5 months. So that basically fucked their relationship up and took a toll. And they are no more. Vincenzo, no, they are no more.
Sounds like he wasn't worth maybe leaving your job for.
Yeah. But had she left her job sooner, I think she probably would have been able to get to him. And maybe they'd still
be together. Yeah, they might have still broken up, though.
That's true. You never know with Vincenzo.
That's right.
That's crazy. Anyway, so Rachel's like, hey, Eddie, you should have just came and talked to me, man. I really respect you. And he's like, I respect you, too. And I'm like, there is no way they would have respected each other in the moment, though. But then she also says that Captain Lee comparing her to his son really made an impact on her life. Because I believe he said, like, it's shitty to see someone with such great talent, like, throw it away over something like drinking.
I mean, to be fair, he was comparing everything this season to the situation with his son, because he's clearly still grieving raw and in a lot of trauma and trying to make it go away by getting back out on the sea. But it's not going to help. Can't sail away from your trauma.
Yeah. I'm glad it did. It was a wake up call for Rachel, though. So, hey, whatever works, you know, Rachel does drink a lot. And then she's like, I don't get hangovers. And I'm like,
she's a chef.
What? Yeah. I guess it's true.
They can put it down. They can put it down.
I've read Kitchen Confidential. Okay?
That's right. They can put it down or they're sober.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
They can put it down.
Yeah, because they put it down a little too much. Yeah, well, James says he fills in his eyebrows. And why is everyone making such a big deal about it? He's not the only guy who fills in his eyebrows. And then
that was funny because like Andy Cohen was like, I'm pretty sure you are. And it was like, Andy Cohen, you are wearing a full face of TV makeup.
Yeah. And Captain Lee's like, I've never filled in my eyebrows. And James is like, you should. And I was like, oh, burn! I enjoyed that.
Me too.
He got him good. Yeah, James says he doesn't think he misled Elizabeth and thought they were on the same page. But clearly she liked him more and he should have said something. And I'm like, no shit, you idiot.
Oh, yeah. Now he's ready to talk about that. Oh, yeah. Turns out,
except he was actively being like, no, I don't think I don't want to.
Well, it must have been horrifying for Elizabeth to see the season.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was like, I didn't know you like hated my guts.
Yeah.
Because every time he talks to anyone else, he's like, ooh, Elizabeth.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm being shitty to her on purpose because she didn't defend me to Rachel. God forbid you say that to her face.
Yeah, he's such an asshole. And then he's like, but clearly we both knew it wasn't going to go anywhere off the boat. And she's kind of like, well, I didn't know that. And then you feel bad for her again.
Yeah,
because she should know. He wasn't even trying to get with her on the boat, let alone after the boat.
Yeah, that was rough.
It was like, Like, very, like, we can make out after school, but nobody can see me with you in the hallway.
Exactly. Like, don't hold my hand. Like, jeez.
Like, no, it's okay. I think everybody knows you're just fucking on a boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and so James says he knew they shouldn't go into a guest cabin. And he's like, I told Elizabeth we shouldn't do it.
That was crazy. He tried to throw her under the bus and be like, it was her idea. And she's like, oh, I'm pretty sure it was your idea.
Yeah, she's like, I thought you invited me. And he's like, like, he so obviously got caught and was just like,
hee. Right, and everybody was like, and he just got a slap on the wrist and she got booted. And everybody was like, well, she was going to get booted for something anyway.
Yeah, but it's like
Francesca
still
had it out for her.
She still got bitched out by Francesca. And what? Captain Lee was just like, don't do that again, James. And he's like, okay. Then he was like, well, it was worth it anyway. Whatever. Bye.
It's like, got to have all the sex with no responsibility and get my bonus at the end of the charter.
Yeah. And Elizabeth says they'd been drinking and they knew they shouldn't have gone without permission. But whatever.
I liked how they were like, oh, what if we'd asked? And then they were like, then we probably would have fired you for asking.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Ash. God, Ash really is grinding my gears because she just jumps in.
She was the villain.
She jumps in and, like, adds information that is, like, you don't need to. Like, she goes, well, you know, I just want to say, and it's like, why? I just want to say it takes two to tango.
It's yeah, like, they were doing. Ash and Francesca were doing a full Mean Girls on Elizabeth, which is, like, the only reason I feel compelled to defend Elizabeth, because she's obviously not good at her job, but the way they treated her was just so mean. And then they just deny it. Then they're just like,
gaslit her.
Oh no, we didn't gossip about her and talk shit about her constantly and like make fun of her and call her like a loser and a waste of space.
Yeah.
And then they show when they did that.
Yeah. They're like, we didn't do anything to you. You were just bad at your job. We just proceeded to like talk shit to you about you all the time, about how bad you were at your job.
We just called you a lost cause on the Andy Cohen show. And then she's like, I can't believe you called me a lost cause. She's like, oh, well, that's what they put the question as. I was just quoting it back. It's not my fault that they called you a lost cause. Well, I mean, you are a lost cause. We all agree that you're a lost cause.
Yeah. Every time Aisling jumped in, it was unnecessary. I was like, bitch, you didn't do anything this season other than like talk shit about Elizabeth to Francesca. You don't really need to be at this reunion because there's literally no questions for you. Bye. Didn't care for her.
No, but it's like Francesca's the Regina George and then
she needs her.
Aisling's the Lacey Chabert character. She's like, you need her to do your little dirty work.
Yeah.
So that you can keep looking like the chief stew that's not trying to undermine her own crew.
Yeah. That was bad. James says hooking up in the cabin was worth it anyway, so whatever.
Yeah, James is like, it was all worth it. Everything I did that sucked, I don't regret it.
Yeah, and then he's like, what did people expect from me when Elizabeth got fired? And everyone's like, compassion? And he's like, okay, sure.
He's like, it's not like I was happy. And then they're like, show him being happy.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't have any regrets. And usually in a situation like that, I would just, like, back off. And everyone's like, you mean you would ghost the person? And he'd be like, yes.
Yes.
It's like, cool, dude. You are not he's like, helping.
Yeah, they were like, what do you normally do? And he's like, I just kind of, like, back off and fade away.
Yeah.
After we've been hooking up for a while and I'm not into it anymore, I just kind of, like, fade out. It's like, you can't do that on a boat, dumbass.
Yeah. And even in person, if you're not on a boat, like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. Just tell them you're not interested. It's so simple. It's a single conversation. Then you move on with your life. Just so they don't feel like fucking fucked over by some like weird British dude who fills in his eyebrows. And then Captain Lee at this point chimes in, which I also kind of felt was unnecessary because I was like, dude, stop. But he was like, I feel like if it had been off a boat, it would have just been a one night stand situation.
Yeah, everybody was piling on Elizabeth to such an extent that I felt bad for her, even like, though
you didn't
she's
need to say
very,
that.
Maybe she isn't suited for the yachting industry with the way everybody was like, you'll never be in yachting. I was just like, you know, it's just a service job on a yacht.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. It's not like she has to pull the the rigging or whatever. Like, she's a stewardess. She was not the greatest stewardess, but she wasn't. I mean, she did make mustard gas, but they didn't fire her after she made the mustard gas. That would have been their opportunity to fire her. It's like then they kept her around and just kind of kicked at her all the time.
I know.
But it unites the rest of the staff to have a punching bag. It's like Lord of the Flies.
It really bummed me. I really didn't think Captain Lee needed to jump in and say that.
Yeah, because they were like, Captain Lee, what do you think? Is she unfit for sailing? And he was like, yeah.
Oh, God.
I do.
Bummer. That was such a bummer.
You don't belong in this industry.
I know. Ugh. Fuck off. Okay, now to Izzy and Rob. She calls Rob a coward and says he doesn't want to confront how he acted towards her. And he says that he doesn't even watch the show, so he probably doesn't know. And Rachel's like, I actually talk to Rob a lot, and I think he has Wi-Fi issues where he's at, but he is definitely working.
Oh, yeah, it's the Wi-Fi issues.
Yeah, if I was Rob, I would also probably not show up.
Although, to be fair, you were having Wi-Fi issues yesterday.
Yeah, and I still showed up to wherever I was supposed to be.
If you'd had to get to the Zoom reunion, you would have gone to Andy Cohen's house in person, if need be.
Yeah, I would have literally went and bought new Wi-Fi. who knows? Yeah, so Izzy's like, I was actually considering applying to be a deckhand instead of a stew to begin with, but she'd been assaulted. And she'd also had some weird work environments with some men that made her uncomfortable. So she decided she didn't want to work with any men. So she got the stew job after she had worked. She'd done like some stewardessing on a catamaran and she thought it would be similar, but it really wasn't. So it was probably best for her to work on the deck. So she wasn't holding back the team. Though when Izzy was a stew, she made Elizabeth look really good.
Yeah. That's true. That also really bummed me out because then I was like, oh, all the like annoying stuff she went through with the male crew members on this ship must have just compounded whatever fucked up stuff she had with other. I mean, there's clearly an issue with like sexism, especially above deck.
I think so. Definitely.
Whenever they have a female deckhand, it becomes an issue.
I know, because no one, or like, remember Peter in Med season where he'd be like, all right, sweetheart, or whatever.
Right. There's always like they never just like work normally. They always like make it an issue for some reason, especially when there's like a female bosun, or not a bosun, but whatever Izzy's job was.
Lead deckhand. But even
lead deckhand.
When Malia got promoted during her first season, it was because she was hooking up with the bosun. So all of a sudden, that got overshadowed. And then when she was the bosun and had a bunch of guys working for her, fucking Pete kept calling her sweetheart and didn't even, like, realize he was doing it, to a point where when they got Kelled out and he was just like, we're just trying to figure out who's been calling you sweetheart.
I feel like that's what happened here a little bit, too. It's like the guys didn't even realize how much they were undermining Izzy. So then when she was like, you're undermining me, they were like, what are you talking about? We're all friends here.
That was terrible.
Yeah, and sometimes they're like, well, of course, we're going to, like, rib you. You're the boss. And it's like, yeah, but you do it a different way when it's a gal. It always feels like a weird attempt to, like, prove your masculinity. Weird insecurity.
Well, that was interesting because James is like, we didn't think we gave her a hard time. Rob just speaks a certain way, so people could take it the wrong way. And Izzy's like, no, he wasn't giving good banter. He was just being a dick.
Yeah, well, I liked that when they were doing sort of the like, the classic is flirting outlawed now? Is flirting against the law? It's like, no, that wasn't like flirty, fun banter. You were being like a dick.
Yeah. What? I can't call you sweetheart no more?
What, I'm not allowed to call you angel tits when we're swabbing the deck together?
I love angel tits.
It's a term of endearment.
I love when I'm called angel tits, actually. So I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one.
But that's because it's your DJ name is DJ Angel Tits.
DJ Angel Tits, you know me.
Calling you professionally by your professional name.
What's up? I'm Angel Tits. That was distracting. I confused myself by saying angel tits. Don't call me angel tits. So Francesca says, I was never mean. Hold on, Chais and Ross. I was never mean to Elizabeth. I was just giving her direction. I never said anything mean to her. And Elizabeth's like, yeah, but you were like really condescending with your tone. And then Francesca cuts her off like, I enjoy you, actually. I really enjoyed you at the beginning.
Yeah, I thought you were fine until I found out what a terrible worker you are.
Yeah, and then I turned on you and I made you my bitch because I hate you. I hate you.
And then we all had little jokes about how much we hate you.
Yeah.
Francesca was also dressed like Cruella de Vil.
She was wearing
like a weird dress or coat that had like black feathers or fur on the front.
I took a photo. Let me go look.
And then she was wearing these like silly, dangly earrings with like too many things on them.
Oh, you're right.
Like everybody was trying too hard in their own particular way, but she looked very villainous. And Elizabeth was kind of dressed like a figure skater.
Yeah, she was.
She was in like stage makeup and I feel like just was not lit correctly for how much makeup she was wearing. And she had kind of a spangly leotard type thing.
She did have that's so funny.
So that was like a very striking visual contrast between two tan blonde women who otherwise are.
She had a spangly leotard on. You're right. That's hilarious. Oh, man. Yeah, you nailed it. They all had like silly outfits on, but that's like their idea of like, I get to dress up.
Right. Well, they were dressed for all different events, which made sense because they were all dressed for like their personality. Like Eddie was just kind of preppy.
Yeah.
Captain Lee was like half unbuttoned, you know, 70s lounge.
Yeah. And I think James was literally just wearing a t-shirt. Like a tight t-shirt.
He was wearing a t-shirt and he had crazy boy band eyebrows.
Yeah.
And Ashley was wearing something so boring you can't even remember it.
She was literally just had her hair like kind of waved and then like a black tank.
Yeah.
Izzy was wearing like a sparkly top.
Like darker hair underneath and blonder on top.
It's a look. It's the look of the devil.
I thought Izzy was kind of dressed for a reunion with like spangly makeup and stuff. I thought she looked great also. She and Rachel were the MVPs.
I think so.
The style MVPs.
I think so. I think so. Yeah, because Rachel's was wearing like a nice powder blue top. No big deal. Had her hair looking nice. Her makeup wasn't too overstated.
Once they started talking about eyebrows, then I was like doing a close look at everybody's eyebrows.
What did you discover?
Well, I was like, oh, Rachel's like not too overdone. Like it's got an arch and it's done up a little bit, but it's not too done.
I can dig it. Yeah. Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll come back and finish out this reunion. And we're back. So they're talking about the interior and Ash is like, yeah, we all worked really well together, I thought. And then she's like, and Elizabeth, like, how long have you been even like working in yachts? Like 5 years? And I thought that was weird because literally last week or the week before, she had been like, you've been working on yachts for like 4.5 years now on and off. So it's like, oh, all of a sudden it's 5 years and you don't remember. Like you're being a bitch.
Also, the way they kept saying on and off, like you all work on and off. That's how the industry works.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're constantly trying to like push that. And they're like, basically, Ash and Francesca start to double team Elizabeth and be like, yeah, you worked on and off. So you really didn't learn enough. You didn't like really get the hang of things.
They were being so condescending and being like, yeah, you don't really get this. You can't hang with the big dogs, clearly. And then pretty much nobody was backing up Elizabeth.
No, and then they would be like, yeah, so like, you know, yachting's not for everyone. Like they were just like telling her how it is. And it's like, you don't know her life. You don't know her experience. So stop, maybe. Like you guys are being bitches. Sorry to say it. Back off. And Elizabeth does stand up for herself. And she's like, well, you guys were kind of being bullies towards the end. And if you had shit to say, just say it to my face if you had any issues. And Ash is like, you wanted me to like cause problems by being honest with you instead of just talking shit behind your back? Like, that's literally what she said, basically.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you wanted me to not be fake and not be a fake ass bitch to you all the time and not pretend that we get along, even though I'm like shit talking you constantly to our shared supervisor.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. It was so absurd. I was like, what? I don't know. Anyway, Francesca and Ash defend themselves and they're like, bullying's a strong word. And then Francesca's like, yeah, well, like people were talking shit about me behind my back the entire time. To which Rachel's like, yeah, you know, I was just frustrated.
They're both like, we weren't bullying. And then they just like bully her for another 10 minutes.
Yeah, they're like, shut up, Elizabeth. You don't know what you're talking about.
They're like, we weren't bullying her. We just think that she's a loser and she yeah. should go kill herself. And also, she's ugly and everybody hates her. So I don't know why she's so upset.
Yeah, it's fucked up. And then like Ash just keeps being like, look, you're just not cut out for yachting, okay? You're just not cut out for yachting. And it's like, stop. Just stop. We get it. Just stop saying, like, she was becoming like Malia in that moment where Malia just kept going on about maritime law with Hannah.
Well, there's and it's all like, these psychos stop. Who work on the boats who like have this idea of yachting as this like this vocation that it's more than just a job, which is like maybe that's true for the captain because he literally drives the boat.
Yeah.
But they clearly, like so many of them, define their entire selves in terms of being people who work on boats. And it's being not yachties. That deep. I feel like you can just work on a boat and then like go live your life. It doesn't have to be this like only the strong survive. Because again, like Hannah was the best chief stew that has ever existed. And even if she smoked a little reefer on a boat, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's like letter of the law and spirit of the law yeah. when it comes to maritime law.
I don't know if I thought Hannah was the best. I think I thought Kate was the best. I thought Hannah was the best TV. Hannah was just That's good TV.
True. Well, we can spend all of the Chief Stew's Twitch show debating who's the best Kate Chief and who's Stew. The Hannah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We could do that. We could just list off all their the highlights. Because I do think Kate was the best, but I think at the end, they were just all fed up.
They both did burn out.
Yeah. Yeah. They were definitely burned out. And I can understand because, like, one, you probably just, like, I also think on, like, Hannah's end, she got a lot of heat. Like, people were just, like, mean to her online all the time. She just, like, didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
She was always talking about how she, like, had to go to therapy and, like, get, like.
But that also sounds like she had a better balance than some of the other people because she was like, it's just a job. I'm going to go have a real life.
Yeah, that's true. Good for her. I mean, I hope she's doing well. Her baby Good looks really cute on Instagram.
She started a yachty training academy.
Right, which EJ, do you remember EJ from that season?
Sort of.
Nico was like the lead deckhand and there was no bosun and then Captain Lee hired EJ to come in and like take charge of things and then Nico was just pissed off and like bitter the whole time. EJ says that Hannah stole her entire plan, like her whole yachting class plan from his yachting class plan. Like,
wow.
I don't know if it's true, but that's what he's saying.
Drama.
Yeah, he is not impressed. Anyway, so Elizabeth says she's worked with people like Chief Stews and other stews who don't think she's an idiot. So it appears that these women are just kind of being aggressive towards her. And Captain Lee says Francesca was right about her, about Elizabeth. And there were a lot of things going wrong and that she's just not meant to be a yachty. And then Elizabeth's like, well, she's like, thank you, Captain Lee, for that. But like, I do think like you didn't really get to know me as a yachty. And I think your opinion is biased and you didn't see all the great things I did. I was like, oh boy. Don't
I liked
do this.
When she was like, your opinion is biased. But I did think what she was saying was that Captain Lee was talking about stuff he'd heard from Francesca.
Yeah.
Captain Lee was trusting that Francesca was not biased, even though Francesca was just like, she's the worst person that I've ever worked with in my entire life.
But I also think he was just going off what he saw on the show and like what he saw on the show. I didn't even think that was that bad. Like the show didn't display her to be like absolute dog
shit.
I mean,
again, the mustard gas.
That was bad. But he heard about that pretty quick.
But having sex in a guest room, not during a charter, they hadn't gotten caught.
Yeah, Aisling fucking
would have been fine.
Snitched,
have sex
dude.
In the engine room like everybody else where there's no cameras.
Yeah, exactly. And the engineers just have to watch. Yeah, baby.
They like to watch.
Yeah. But anyway, Captain Lee basically says Elizabeth's in denial. And then they ask about the cake situation when her cake came out for her birthday dinner, but she'd already been fired. And Elizabeth says the cake thing was pretty weird and looked a little malicious because people were laughing. And she wishes she could have thanked Rachel in the moment. And Rachel thinks that Elizabeth should have just finished the season because there were only two charters left. And Francesca's like, you don't understand. I was exhausted.
She's like, my life was a living hell.
Yeah.
How dare she? But also, yeah, because COVID was clearly in the air.
Yeah. And so Francesca claims that she wasn't laughing when the cake came about Elizabeth not being there because it hadn't even registered in her mind that the birthday cake was for Elizabeth. Like, they just, like, weren't that close. So she wasn't even thinking about Elizabeth in that moment. But who fucking knows? And then Andy Cohen asks Elizabeth and Francesca to say positive things about each other. And Francesca's like, yeah, I really enjoyed working with you at the beginning. You know, I thought we really got along well. And then Elizabeth's like, there was, a lot of positive stuff. Like, you were really open with me and we got to, like, talk about things and I got to know you. And then Captain Lee laughs and is like, they asked you to say positive things. And she's like, what?
I did. Yeah.
And she did. She's like, is that not a positive thing to say someone was, like, open with you? That was weird. I was like, Captain Lee, you're not even listening. That was weird. Was that not weird? I was like, what?
It was weird. And I was also like, Captain Lee, as the captain, you should withhold from...
Yeah, being like a
petty,
snide.
Petty
yeah.
crew drama.
That was not a good look. I was like, fool, you're clearly, one, not listening. Because she did just say positive shit about Francesca.
Couple Stupid. Too many espresso martinis all around, perhaps.
Those tinted glasses are messing with his hearing. Yeah, and then we learned that Josiah was actually supposed to take over for Elizabeth, but he was, like, stuck at the airport because of coronavirus, and Captain Lee thinks he would have been a great addition. And that is where the reunion ends. Wow.
Good reunion.
Yeah, I like that they didn't make it a two-parter. It was pretty succinct. We got through everyone's drama. I do love that, like, Aisling had nothing going on, so they didn't ask her, like, really anything. And that's, I think that's why she kept inserting herself, because she knew, like, if she didn't, no one would even speak to her.
Well, that's why she's like a beta to a mean girl, because she needs somebody to boss her around. They spent more time on Shane than they did on her, because she's so boring.
Well, she didn't offer anything other than being, like, Francesca's, like, little, you know, minion.
Yeah. But yeah, they barely even talked about the guests. They didn't talk about, like, the woman jumping off the ship at all.
Oh, yeah. Doris.
Yeah.
They briefly mentioned her at the beginning, and that was it.
They didn't talk about the, like, the idiot sons.
Oh, my God. Those
Queen
fucks.
Of Versailles.
I did like that. Actually, at the beginning, Captain Lee, or not Captain Lee, Andy Cohen is like, Aisling, how's your stomach ache? Because that's, like, it.
Yeah.
She had nothing else to offer.
You got a weak stomach. That's your personality.
All right, you dummy. Bye. You can leave. We don't need you. And she's like, can I just, like, input that Elizabeth's, like, not very good at this? I was like, thank you.
Yeah, maybe your stomach hurts because you ate too much of the spite cake.
Maybe your stomach hurts because you're an asshole.
That's right.
I don't know. Well, that's the end of that. Guys, this is the end of Deckheads, the podcast. This is the last episode that's going to show up in our podcast feed. Everything else moving forward is going to be our Twitch show. So you can go listen there or you can watch us live. We will stream Tuesday nights. We will put this information out on our social so you know exactly what time we go live. Probably around like 7 or 8. We'll let you know. Don't worry about it. Come watch us or watch it later. We're still going to be talking. It's going to be me and Molly. Unfortunately, Nick is out. He might guest every once in a while. He might pop in and give his thoughts, but he unfortunately was not feeling below deck anymore and so had to pivot. We had to do a spinoff, and us two nutballs love Below Deck and will continue to watch it forever.
And we love spinoffs.
Yeah.
And we love supergroups. So,
oh, I love a super
starting a Chief Stew super group.
Below deck, Chief Stew's baby. Here we come. We're chiefing, we're stewing.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I wish I was Aisha.
Wow, me too.
I just wish I was in New Zealand more than anything.
Me also.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. You went on a wild Deckheads ride with us all year. We are so grateful for all of you. Stay tuned for more great content. Check us out on Twitch. The link is twitch.tv/deckheadspod. It's like at deckheadspod on our socials. Our Twitch streaming page is also deckheadspod. So you can check that out. Again, check our socials to see when we will be going live streaming next week on Tuesday after Monday's new sailing season. So again, follow the Chief Stews as they move on with their lives to streaming.
There will be tablescapes.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have tablescapes. We're gonna have espresso martinis. Okay.
It's going to be participatory.
Yes. We're going to find martini glasses somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm already looking. Everyone will be our guests on this new voyage.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, maybe we'll cook. we're going to do a lot of fun stuff. And maybe we'll get some interesting guests. We'll see. We'll see. Anything can happen on the stream, okay? I'll tell you that now. Anything can happen. Okay, yeah, thanks for listening. Follow us on Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter to keep up with our streams and check us out at twitch.tv/deckheadspod, guys. We are so excited to continue this Below Deck chat on a spinoff, Below Deck style, baby. Molly, promote yourself.
Oh, before we go. Well, I'm about to start doing this cool Twitch show called Below Deck Deckheads Chief Stews. Molly Lambert on Twitter, and yeah, more podcast stuff to come. Bon voyage. Yes.
And I'm at Anna Hosni on Twitter. You can follow us both because we'll also retweet the information about our Twitch. Okay, guys, here we go. Bye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.